The Inter-Island Ferry Authority will be offering a summertime round-trip run between Kaufman Cove on northern Prince of Wales Island and the South Mitcoff Island terminal 25 miles south of Petersburg. The IFA already offers a daily connection between Ketchikan and Hollis on Prince of Wales Island. Dennis Watson is general manager.
We were basically approached by the state to take care of a federal mandate they have to use the Kaufman Cove and South Mitcoff terminals for passenger vehicle ferry service. And it's all around that. We're going to start at Memorial Day, and we'll do it. We'll make one run a month on the last Monday of each month until September.
The two ferry terminals were both built with federal money, and if they're not used, the state could be forced to repay around $15 million. They were once used by the IFA when it offered service between Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and Mitcoff about a decade ago. The Alaska Marine Highway System had planned to offer a similar occasional connection last year to satisfy the federal requirement, but canceled those sailings. The state's capital budget for this year reappropriated just over $190,000 in state funding left over from another project that will go to pay the IFA for the Kaufman Cove South Mitcoff runs. Again, here's the IFA's Watson.
That number is probably way high, and what they will do is reimburse us for our actual costs.
He says since the state is picking up the cost, the authority will not lose or make money on the service. The IFA also received a grant of $250,000 from the state for its service between Ketchikan and Hollis. The IFA runs are operating on some of the same route that another independent ferry will be covering this year. Watson says he talked with the general manager of a smaller Kaufman Cove-based service about how the two operations could complement each other.
Fortunately, we couldn't run on one day that he would have liked, but we're basically running on a day that they don't have any service on that day, so we're not competing with them. Our prices, you know, we took their fee schedule and used it for us, so you know there will be no advantage for anybody jumping on our vessel as opposed to theirs, you know, and as far as price goes. And basically, you know, we're hoping that it complements what they're doing.
That smaller ferry, the Rainforest Islander, starts up service April 15th. Kent Miller is general manager and wants to make clear that both are operating this year.
In the newspaper items, it hasn't been noted that this service will be provided in addition to Rainforest Island's ferry service. So some people have been questioning just what's going on there.
The two ferries are very different. The Rainforest Islander is a converted 65-foot front-loading landing craft. It can take up to 28 passengers and 6 vehicles and requires a smaller crew to operate. The IFA's vessel, Prince of Wales, is 198 feet long. It's a side-loading boat and can carry up to 160 passengers and 30 vehicles. Rainforest Islander is also going into just its second year of operation after a bumpy first year due to mechanical problems and other delays. The smaller ferry uses launch ramps not far from the two terminals for loading passengers and vehicles. Miller says the Rainforest Islander could eventually use the two terminals with some added fendering. He thinks the state would save money by paying his organization for the service.
Ever since the Rainforest Island Ferry was in its planning stages, we've been trying to work with the state to use the Kaufman Cove and South Mitcoff terminals in order to satisfy the federal grantor's requirement that they be put into beneficial use.
Miller says they requested grant money from the state this year to make the changes needed for tying up the landing craft to those ferry terminals. For now, though, the Rainforest Islander will be using the boat ramps instead. Once it gets going, that ferry is scheduled to pull up at Banana Point at the boat launch ramp just before 2 o'clock, 4 days a week, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. That boat does make stops in Wrangell. It leaves Kaufman Cove at 9 in the morning and gets back there at 7:21 p.m.
Well, we're just getting going on bookings now for the restart, and we are getting phone calls, and so we're hoping for a good, strong start. It remains to be seen, of course, and we do hope, though, that the good, strong flow of traffic will materialize this summer.
The much larger IFA ferry will be docking at South Mitcoff at 11:45 in the morning and departing at 12:15. It will leave Kaufman Cove at 9 a.m. and return there by 3. There's no stop in Wrangell on that service, and again, it's just once a month. The IFA's Watson says the authorities' captains are familiar with that route.
It'll be fun to do it again. You know, I know the guys that are going to be crewing it are looking forward to it. They run back and forth on the same route, you know, time and time again. It's nice to get away and see some different country.
Watson says the IFA should be doing some of those runs along the Kaufman-South Mitkoff route in the summer of 2017 as well. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.